have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, amazing. Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why? And do you ever ask yourself that? Why is my life one train wreck after another? One situation to another. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is that you do, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. And then you still can go work out. You can go to rallies. You can fight one another because you think you're right and they're wrong. They think they're right and you're wrong. But you could be doing this while listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And what else is amazing, Jesse? It is amazing that it is Tuesday again, and Tuesday is Country and Western Hee-Haw Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. What an amazing. I can listen to that song all day long. So I think, I don't know, but I think we're going to play it in the intro today, all 3 hours. Pete from Alaska. What an amazing song, Pete. A spiritual battle. I, for your soul's sake, for you, I wish for you, if that's what you want, you can see that your life, don't worry about anybody else's life or anything, it's a spiritual battle. There is a warfare going on inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's inside of you. It's inside of every human being. The war is happening in you. And it is outside of you, inside of others. But what's happening on the inside of others has nothing to do with you at all. Not one iota. That's why you can't blame anyone for what you feel or think. It's in you. And it's so interesting to find that out, to discover that. But it's in you. But the thing that's driving you, what makes you think and scream out and yell out, you make me feel that way. You make me feel angry, or you make me feel good. And neither is true. It's in you. And it's amazing. But for those that want, men and women that want to overcome, you can. You're not stuck. There is a way out. But you got to get to know yourself if you want out. If you want out of your misery of loneliness, of fear, of thrills, do you know that a bad feeling is a thrill to human beings? They love bad feelings. Did you know that an angry, resentful feeling is a thrill? That's why they love it. That's why they do it, for the thrill of it. And they pretend like they, oh, it's so painful, but they love the pain. And they walk, if they can't come up with something inside of them to bring on that thrill of anger or whatever, they'll roam the earth to find somebody to get a reaction from so they can feel the thrill. And it's not them, but something made a home in them. The feeling of feeling good. Yelling at a football game or something or whatever. It's a thrill. And they love the thrill of feeling good. Human nature is evil and it lives off thrills. They love feeling lonely. The ego nature love feeling lonely. It love irritating you. It's all about thrill because it's evil. And you can overcome the thrill and have an amazing life. It's up to you. But I have to tell you this. It's not going to happen until you, men and women, see for yourself that you are evil. And it's not you that's evil, because the real you is not evil. The fake you, the evil that made a home in you, it lives in your house, body, your mind, psychological mind and emotion. When you can see that that's evil driving you and be aware of it and get busy working on yourself, you can overcome it. The quicker you work on it, the sooner you can overcome it. But you got to get busy. Being aware, letting it happen, and doing nothing about it. But you got to realize you're wrong. I'm wrong. I've been playing God. I've been judging. I've been angry. I've been emotional. And I've been blaming others. Ain't no other way out, but there is a way out. The straight and narrow path is the only path you can take to exit hell. And you got to go through hell to reach paradise, to reach eternal life, to reach the kingdom within while you live. You don't have to wait till you drop your body, but do what you want. But you don't have to wait until you drop your body. And do not do what you want, but recommendation. Never, ever, ever, when you see that a person is angry, the first glimpse of it, know that that's your enemy. And that person cannot be trusted. That person is a murderer. I don't care if it's family member or whomever. Know right away that they will turn on you and everybody, not just you, but if they do it to you, they can't help but do it to others. Just know that, but don't judge. And be careful. Be careful. What the? I've been saying for a while now that your government, your representatives, do not care about you at all. They have no love for you, period. Just as you have no love for anyone else, including yourself. Your government don't care about you. Whether they are Republicans or Democrats or independents or liberals or conservative or Christian conservative or mayors or police chief and all that mess, your doctor, your lawyer, your Indian and your chief, they don't care about you, zero. And they get thrills from making you miserable and afraid because they know they have control over you. Why do you think, and just one example, there's so many examples, that woman, Jasmine Cricket, all she ever do is throw out thrill-seeking desires, thoughts, and emotions. That's all she lives on. She had nothing to offer the people in her district. Zero. Nothing but thrills to keep them angry and overreacting and controlling. And she knows it. She's good at that. Good at being evil. That's all she ever talk about. That's all she ever does. She does not promote one thing that make the district better. No jobs, no nothing. But yet they vote for her. And she love it. Because for her, she getting the so-called power and money that she want. Here's one advice I want to give to every human being. Do what you want with it, though. It's fine. I'm just telling you. I would encourage you to stop overreacting. When the pain come of fear or doubt or whatever, don't overreact to it. Do nothing about it. And just see what happens. You should make up your mind, this time, I'm going to see what happens. I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to go with the fear, the doubt, the whatever. Because your government is so, and I guess government has always been that way. When you, the little reading I do, because I'm black and slow, I don't do a lot of reading. You know, black people don't like to read. If we don't see it on TV and they tell us what's going on, we ain't going to find out. But it seems as though government has always been bad. And then they create wars. They fight with other nations to keep you with a false idea that you need them. Why not take control of your own life? What's wrong with being in control of your own life? You came into this world by yourself, and you're going out by yourself. And you, since being in the world, you met a lot of people along the way. You made friends, so-called friends. You made children. You got married, made children. You made this and your co-workers and everybody. But you still are one entity. You one individual. You're by yourself. You might well know that. It's not a bad thing to be by yourself. And then passing through the world, you can get along with people, partying, whatever. But you're alone. I want to give you an example of how your government can care two cents about you. It's so crazy, too. It's like they deliberately create these situations. They let the inmates out of prison. They let the they get the no bail bond. They defund the police, and they create all kind of crime. And then they, my heart goes out to the family. And they never do anything about it. And what's interesting, the citizens don't insist that they do something about it. They just keep voting for them. Look at Gavin Newsom. Gavin, there's nothing good about Gavin. He's not done anything good for the state of California at all, not one thing. Not one good thing. And yeah, he just lied and presented himself, and the people still vote for him. This is Hell on Earth. This is from People magazine. The victim of the November 17 train attack. Remember we told you that that was down there in Chicago, over in Chicago, out in Chicago, wherever Chicago is, over yonder. It was reported that a black guy stopped and bought some gas. And what are you telling me, hey? Why are you confusing me? Oh. I'm sorry? Oh. Oh, okay. What was that? That was a black guy. It's been reported, and allegedly, he stopped and bought some gas. And then he got on a one of them train thing, subway thing, whatever you call them there in Chicago. And he, a black guy by the name of Lawrence Reed, 50-year-old Lawrence Reed, I'm told, he, got on the train and he dashed this train, this gasoline on this white, we now know it appeared to be a white girl and the guy's black. And, he dashed her on fire, and he's, according to report, he said something like, I got that bitch. He sat on fire. And it reminded me of, he said, burn, bitch, burn alive, I'm told. And because it was a white girl, it's not a really big deal to America now. This is why they let them out of prison, so they can do things like this, and no bail bonds. And the same similar story happened in Carolina, and we'll get to that, where a young girl was, according to a report, was stabbed in the neck, a white girl from Ukraine. White people, do what you want. But you should come from amongst them. You should separate yourself. Because nobody in America loves you anymore. They don't care. It's all about people of color now. And the people of color are on, and not all, but most are on a rampage of nothing but destruction. And that's what the government wants. Our government is not even the same. when white people ran government, at least it was better than this. They treated people a little better than this. They looked out for all. You can bury your head in the sand and say it's not happening. But reality is different. Reality is different. There is, without a doubt, a genocide happening to white folks in the United States of America. In Africa, mommy Africa, but in the United States of America now. And that's what the government want. People is reporting. The victim of the November 17th train attack in downtown Chicago has been identified as 26-year-old Brittany Bethany McGee. A federal officer identified the victim on social media Sunday while calling for stricter criminal justice. That ain't gonna happen, whatever that means. Watch this from Inside Edition.
We now know the identity of the woman set on fire during a horrific attack on a commuter train. She's 26-year-old Bethany McGee, a business analyst. Her father is a college professor of biblical studies. Cops say this lunatic poured gasoline over Bethany on a Chicago L train as she sat looking at her phone 7 days ago. Bethany tried to fight off her attacker and fled to the back of the train, but cops say the crazed man followed with a lit bottle and set her ablaze.
The female was just set on fire.
Police say Bethany, who is nearly fully engulfed in flames, tried to extinguish herself by rolling around on the floor of the train. As soon as the train came to a stop, Bethany ran out and collapsed on the platform, where bystanders tried to help and called the fire department. Bethany had burns covering 60% of her body. This photo captured her attacker strolling away. Today, outrage is growing after it was revealed that the suspect, 50-year-old Lawrence Reed, is a career criminal with 72 prior arrests.
Amazing. Outrage growing. Outrage on just thrills. And these people turn right around and vote the same people in. They will vote for the same people or similar that will not fund the police. They'll vote for the same people or similar that will not bring back bail bonds. They'll vote for the same people that would just lie to them. Outrage is just a thrill that passes by waiting for another something to create a thrill. They don't do nothing about it. We've had so many outrages, not even funny. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, everybody was outraged, and people cried, and they ran around yelling, "I am Charlie Kirk! I'm Charlie Kirk!" And then they fought one another, all for the thrill of it, and now the thrill is dying away. It's dying away. Now they're just waiting for another thrill, and nothing changed. Zero. This is hell on earth. This girl, 26-year-old white girl, seemed to be minding her business, going about her life, and look what happened to her. Because your government and your police departments, your mayors and your city councils don't care. They don't care. And they know you are just going to have an outrage and you're still going to vote for them. They know that already. I mean, I'm so sick of outrages. I don't know what to do with them. Everybody and their mama outrage except baby Jessica's daddy. When will you get tired of being outraged and overcome thrills? When you are responsible for you, And I would suggest those who are riding these trains and things like that, especially white people, you not get on the train and just get on your phone and assume that everything around you is fine. It's not. You better stay alert and aware so you can protect yourself. There is a genocide upon white people in the United States of America. You can deny it if you want, but it doesn't take away reality. And then you're outraged. And then to make sure things doesn't get better, they put females in leadership positions. You don't even obey your mama at home. What makes you think that you're going to obey a female in a leadership position? It doesn't work, it can't work, it won't work. This girl's life is screwed up now. Father is a professor. White people love first-class life, and so they work very hard to have a first-class life. They don't want no life where they're afraid to even get on a train and look at their cell phone because some crazy black person running around filled with evil and going to hurt you. This is a sad situation for this young girl. You white people, y'all can pretend it ain't happening. And then when you do speak up about it, your own people turn against you. And they call you Nazi. They call you racist. They call you everything because the media is saying, look, this is a white person standing up for themselves. They are racist. They don't even want to give you the right to stand up for yourself. And you go along with it by having fear and not standing up for yourself. Fear is not good. Fear is not of God. There is no fear in God. So don't think what you're feeling, that fear you feel, is natural or is from God. There's no use separated from God if you go along with the idea that you have fear. You got to give the finger to the world and live your life. You got to do what you want. This is sad what happened based on the story. And I wonder, will this girl survive the fire? I don't know yet. They haven't said. Coming from work, getting on a train and relaxing and getting right on her phone, not looking around. See, there's some black person right near her. The girl that got stabbed in the neck, same thing. This is not going to stop until you say no to it. Here's for those who might not remember this situation. Same situation, same kind of story, but different situation. One was stabbed in the neck, according to the report. And the other young girl was burned. What y'all don't know, black people hate white people so bad. When they see white, they just see white. They don't care if you're conservative, Republican, Democrat. They just see white. And that anger, it don't care about the color. It doesn't care. According to CBS Chicago, more than half of her body burned. When I come back, I want to play the example of what happened in Carolina in a moment, back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Then Rage from Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Folks, welcome back. 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. Listen up. This is Thanksgiving week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. So we have a sale going on here at Bond, the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show and everything. A sale. Entire site, 15% off until November 27th. November 27th, so hurry, 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 run, don't walk, and get your merch, 15% off. It wasn't that expensive in the beginning. It is cheaper now for the cheapies. 15% off until the 27th. So go to rebuildingdemand.com or jesselee.com/stores. rebuildingdemand.com/store or jesselee.peterson.shop for your mugs and coffee and t-shirts and hoodies and everything. 15% off. So rush. Don't be trying to tell me after the 27th, oh, Jesse. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores or jesselee.peterson.shop. And I'll sign the books for you. Tell me whose name you want the book signed in, and I will, and we'll get it back to you. The books are amazing as well. And unfortunately, the people overseas, we can't send you any coffee. Not overseas. We can do it within the United States of America. So you can't get the coffee, but you can get the mug to think about the coffee. all right. And cameos. A lot of people ordering cameos right now because they want to do shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs. Congratulations shout-outs. Happy Thanksgiving shout-outs. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year shout-outs. Go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And check, like this video. Hit like. I forgot to say. Hit like. Amazing. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. And human beings inflict hell on you because they're in hell. And they have no love. They have nothing but hate. And they do anything they can to bring every soul into hell for their small g God. And then they laugh. And then they cry because they don't find peace with them. It's not possible, no matter what they do. There is a genocide upon white America in this country. And I never imagined, I didn't know human nature was like this. But now I do. I once was blind, and now I see. I once was lost, and now I'm found. And you can deny it, that doesn't mean it's not happening. Why would anybody, think about this, why would anyone get on a train, according to the story, buy gasoline, get on a train, and chase some young girl, 26 years old, on the train, according to the story, and set her on fire and say, I burned that bitch, according to the story. Angry people, what y'all don't know is that for 70 years now, give or take, black people have been told over and over, each generation, that the white man is your problem. The white people are your problem. They enslave your ancestors. And ain't nobody got no ancestors that been enslaved, right? They can't name one. And they've been told over and over again, white people enslave your folks. White people destroyed Tulsa, Oklahoma, black area. Over and over and over for generations now. And because the human heart is already evil coming from home, born through the woman, right? Generation and generation of blacks have believed it. Because nobody telling them it's not true except for us. And they're not hearing that it's not true. And if they hear it's not true, they don't want to believe it. They don't believe it because people live by belief are lost. People who believe are lost people. They believe in Jesus, but they wouldn't know Jesus if he walked in with a white robe on and good hair. They would say, that's not Jesus. Jesus needed to have a fro, and he needed to be black. But white, black people have been told for years now. I mean, when I first started media, there was this knockout game where the blacks were going and knocking out white people, laughing about it. And nobody did anything. But everybody was outraged. And look where you're where it's at now. Look where you are now. And it's so bad now that even in the media, so-called right-wingers attack white women, liberal women. They're attacking each other. And that's what Eva does, though. It turned on yourself first, and then it turned on the closest people near you. Then it goes out and find others to turn on. Isn't that amazing? White ringers, people that's supposed to be on the right side, attacking liberal white people. You cannot trust an angry person. And this story with this girl being set on fire is a sad story. It's a sad story. I can see her now getting on the train, coming home from work like white people do. White people can't even travel first class anymore because they got stupid people wearing pajamas and all kinds of stuff. They're in the way. The man that's in charge of air traffic, whatever that man is, he's telling people how to dress again to travel. And remember when the young people may not know this. Yeah, the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, is telling the people what to wear when they travel. Look like you got some sense. Don't be wearing your pajamas and all funky and all kind of stuff. Why do they have to tell you that? Traveling used to be especially on the plane, used to be so classy. We used to have to wear a suit. And the ladies wore nice dresses, and everybody looked good on the plane. That's gone. But anyway, this is a sad story. It really is. This girl getting on this train there in Chicago, whatever it is, and she just sit down and get on her phone. You better stop. You better stop just sitting down and getting on your phone, walking down the road on your phone. You better stay conscious. You're walking in hell right now on earth. Get into your car. People won't even, they'll get in their car and they'll get on the phone rather than pulling out of the car stall and go so you can pull in. They get on the phone at the gym and everywhere, just unconscious all the time. That's not good. So you saw this, according to the story, this girl sat on fire. And the anchor baby was telling me that they don't normally. She's in the hospital. They say she's, I think, critical. But burn people don't last. They end up dying. And tell me why again, Anchor Baby. He knows someone.
Yeah, knew someone that went through that. And they usually serve, even if it's a pretty nasty burn, I mean, they still make it to the hospital. And they usually live like around a week or so. It's when the skin and all that starts falling off and the infections start coming in, that's what really gets them. So I don't know what will happen to Bethany here.
Yeah.
But it's not, yeah, those are the bad odds usually in those cases.
Amazing, huh? And to finish the point, I was saying that black people have been told for 70 years, give or take, that the white man is the enemy. White women, white people are the enemy. And because their hearts are filled with anger, they believe that. And that's why they get on the train and say, I burned this bitch. Cause all they see is white. It doesn't matter whose side you're on or whether you're right or wrong. You're just white. And an angry mind cannot see clearly. But this has been in the plan for years now. And the blacks are doing exactly what their leadership want them to do so that they can get in so-called perceived power and wealth. Amazing, huh? So just to remind you of the white girl that was, according to the story, killed on a train, getting on a plane, coming from work, and she kind of looked back. You can see her look back, and she see a guy behind her, and so she sit in the aisle seat. And the guy still, according to report, and these people are criminals. It's not like some nice, innocent black person walking up doing it. These are criminals. This is why they're let out of jail and prisons. And they put them on drugs and stuff like that. They want them to do this. This is hell on earth. You afraid to go to hell? You already in hell. Hell. Anyone that has anger, resentment, is in hell. Here's a woman. The woman's attacker. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I don't know if I played the next one. Oh.
Yeah, you didn't play this one yet.
I didn't?
No.
And this is one that happened in, oh, yeah. Just to remind you of the woman that got on the train and she was stabbed in the neck, according to the report. The woman attacker had numerous second chances. A situation that reminds many of the August attack on Irina Zaruska, I think. Watch this from Inside Edition.
Just 3 months ago, Reed was charged with knocking a social worker unconscious.
Lawrence Reed had no business being on the streets, given his violent criminal history and his pending criminal cases. Reed had plenty of second chances by the criminal justice system, and as a result, you have an innocent victim in the hospital fighting for her life.
It's reminding many of the unprovoked murder in August of Irina Zarutska, a Ukrainian refugee who was on a commuter train in Charlotte when she was brutally stabbed. Now, a new outrage.
A brutal and vicious attack on a young woman.
Amazing, huh? And the only thing that happens is everybody get outraged. And then they go back to their room and wait for another outrage. Nothing changes. Zero. Oh, but you're outraged, and my prayers goes out to you. The family. And what good is that? Your child is gone. Your family member is gone. Because no one cares. And you heard about this guy Reed, right? The guy that was accused of doing that to her. I want you to hear the judge. This is who you put into your courts. I want you to hear what the judge had to say about Lawrence Reed. This is from X and Google AI. Well, that is. I want you to meet the judge, Teresa Telesa Molina Gonzalez. She freed Lawrence Reed despite 72 prior arrests. Here, she's on a video admitting that skin color and ethnicity influenced her ruling. This is the judge that you elect. White Systemates.
I serve as Vice President for the Office of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equal Opportunity.
The first time I came out on the bench and the deputy announced, you know, all rise, the Honorable Judge Teresa Molina, the whole courtroom stood up and I was all excited. He's walking out there. And I saw an Illinois State Trooper. He was African American. He had a sleeve covering his tattoos. And he was standing there and he looked at me and he nodded. And I knew what that meant. And so I looked at him and I nodded back like, that's right, we're doing this. And it felt so good. It felt so, so good. So to me, a fine of $354, which is our normal no insurance fine, that's a lot of money. And some of the judges that I work with came from money, so $354 is no big deal. But to most of the people that come to my courtroom, it is a big deal. And so I always offer them the opportunity to do community service. You know, being a Latina in the office, people would tell me, like, don't you feel like you're prosecuting your own people? But it's true. There were a lot of, you know, defendants that looked like me. However, I had a chance as a prosecutor to make a difference as to what cases come in. I had a chance as a prosecutor to decide what offers were appropriate. And so I always offer them the opportunity to do community service.
Amazing, huh? She didn't mention Reed's name. Why do I have that here? What? Oh, okay. She didn't mention Reed in there. But she mentioned that skin color, that ethnicity, influences her decisions. Skin color and ethnicity influences her decisions, her rulings. A judge saying that. Do you still want DEI people in your court? Do you still want DEI people in your court? My country is gone. It's over. I would suggest you overcome evil so that you can have a life right here on earth. Otherwise, it's going to get worse. And there is a genocide happening to white Americans right here in America. And what's so weird is that white people on the other side, this side, that's attacking each other, too. And black people attack one another, too. Don't think they don't. Evil people can't help but attack. And then they fight. And they both think that they're right. And then they fight. And then they go home and they cry. Overcome evil with good. There's a way out. Mark my word, it's going to get worse. And all you little people waiting on Christ to return, and you think, oh, I'm just going to suffer until Christ come. You're waiting in vain. Christ has already come. He has already returned, and he lives in you. He lives in you. And for those antichrists and all that stuff, I wish you well. I do. I wish you well. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat. Anybody ask what the matter with me? I'm ready. Save and sanctified. And ready for my life. Hake is running into the chest.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hake.
How are you?
Colin Flaherty, my friend.
The late
and
great.
Your friend. May his soul rest in peace.
Terrible.
Don't make that black girls angry.
Gone too soon.
Is that his book?
Yeah. Don't make the black kids angry.
Yeah, black kids angry. You see what happens.
Eric bought 5 coffees. You have to know everything is perfect. Otherwise, you're lost in a story that something is missing.
Thank you, Eric. Amazing.
5 coffees from Nikki. A wise man once said there is poverty hidden in richness and richness hidden in poverty. Wealth doesn't guarantee a better life. At night, you still cry.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kelly bought 5 coffees with the biblical question answer.
Why is your life one train wreck after another?
She says your life is a train wreck after another train wreck because you're listening to thoughts, the devil, and those that lead you to thrills. You act on those thrills, the train wreck, and the cycle will keep repeating until you stop listening to the thoughts, the devil, says Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Shout out to yesterday's contributors, Aries One, Games for Rec, Kid Combo, and the rest of the supporters. And we'll have to read the rest of your super chats
later,
guys.
Shout out. Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls right after this break. Hate news, not the faint news. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
All kinds of mess going on in this old here world. It's crazy. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, November 25th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the coming hour or hours. Nice. And we will get to more of your super chats and more great stories. All right. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports President Donald J. Trump is set to pardon the national Thanksgiving turkeys today at 12 noon Eastern time. That's 9 a.m. Pacific. That's at the start of the Hake Report, marking 78 years of the quirky White House tradition. The two birds, Gobble and Waddle, apparently spent their young lives training for the big day, getting acclimated to loud sounds and big crowds and bright lights. It's a whole thing, a whole hullabaloo. And indictments, speaking of mess, have been dismissed. Speaking of letting out the criminals, a federal so-called judge yesterday, on Monday, dismissed the prosecutions against former FBI Director James Comey, and New York so-called Attorney General Tish James, dealing a supposed blow to President Trump's so-called retribution campaign, according to Commie Nonsense, that's what they're calling it, against so-called political foes, meaning enemies of America who went after Trump unjustly and let off people like Hillary Clinton also unjustly. This so-called judge ruled that the cases were invalid, not because they were invalid, but because the prosecutor who brought the charges, interim U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan, had been so-called unlawfully appointed, whatever that means. Trump selected Lindsey Halligan, for the role after forcing out the existing U.S. attorney who resisted bringing the cases and pleaded with Attorney General Pam Bondi to make them happen. So Pam Bondi failed? Pam said the Justice Department will take all available legal action, including an immediate appeal to address that decision. Terrible stuff, huh? Incompetence and corruption. And the Ukraine, Russia and Ukraine traded deadly attacks overnight, killing and wounding civilians and damaging infrastructure, communist buzzword. In Kiev, the strikes caused extensive damage to residential buildings and targeted the energy sector and everything that keeps normal life going. So said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine, meanwhile, launched a major drone attack on Russia, damaging numerous structures in the Russian port city of Novorossiysk, something like that, local authorities said. This comes as U.S. and Russian officials are holding meetings in Abu Dhabi today to discuss a proposed plan to end the war, that 28-point peace plan or something like that. And Venezuela, war in Venezuela. The U.S. has formally designated Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro a member of a foreign terrorist organization. The step comes as it gives Trump, his administration, more power to go after Maduro, his government allies, and his assets. Trump officials said the designation, one of the State Department's most serious counterterrorism tools, also opens the door to expand U.S. military options for strikes inside Venezuela. Exciting stuff, huh? The administration says the effort is aimed at curbing illegal flows of migrants and drugs from the region, but regime change is a possible side effect of those efforts, so say experts. I mean, imagine that. He's the president of Venezuela, and they're calling him a terrorist, right? Foreign terrorist. Crazy. And they're all, you know, people are all up in arms because the White House is getting renovated. White House tours will resume next week after being paused back in September, October, November, for the demolition of the East Wing to make way for President Trump's new ballroom. Awesome ballroom, I think. So there is construction overway, weekly meetings and different things. I'll tell you more later. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77 Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for those who want to know themselves and wake up, wake up, wake up, is for you. Why is your life one train wreck after another? Why is your life one train wreck after another? I gotta hit the K. One train wreck after another. Maybe, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, anywhere in the world, we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And so different time zone for different folks, different stroke for different folks, and so on and so on, and Scooby, Scooby, Zoop. I'm everyday people. If you got to run around, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is amazing because it is Tuesday and it reminds me of the good old days when America was America. When boys were boys and men were men. It is. When I was growing up on that plantation down in Sweet Home, Alabama, it is country and western to stay.
Oh, my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. amazing. Hassan Dalk. So I want to get something clear, and I want to replay it for you so it could be clear, because I was a little confused after I heard it. The woman, this DEI judge, freed, according to report, freed Lawrence Reed despite 72 prior arrests. And she's bragging about it at a DEI, what seemed to be a DEI meeting. And for those who don't know, DEI means non-white people. It's for the people of color. It's unfortunate that some of the non-black people but not white people have allowed the blacks to pull them into their mess. And they don't even like each other anyway. But I want you to hear this judge bragging at a meeting where other people are sitting there listening and they're not doing anything about it. She said the officer looked at her and nodded, and she knew what that meant. And as a result, this lady, according to this report, freed Lawrence Reed despite 72 prior arrests. And Lawrence is the guy that was accused of stabbing a girl in North Carolina, right? Oh, setting a girl on fire. Whoa! So Lawrence Reed, according to the report, is the guy that accused of setting a girl on fire the other day on the train. And this DEI judge, white people, if you don't know that you're under genocide, I don't know what it's going to take. When you got to wait till the whole country just burned down? But this judge is bragging with laughter, which is a thrill, that I guess the police officer nodded and she knew what he meant, and she freed Lawrence Reed. She's looking out for her people. What would have happened had a white female judge or a black one, so-called judge, freed a white man for setting a black person on fire? What do you think what would be? Everybody would be outraged. Speaking of outrage. So I'm being told to explain this to me. I don't know what to even think about this story anymore. Oh, you tell me one thing, Derek, tell me one thing, I don't know.
Oh, okay, you're right now. So this judge, it says, meet Judge Teresa Molina Gonzalez. She freed Lawrence Reed despite 72 arrests, and here she is on video admitting that skin color and ethnicity influence her rulings. And so this is...
So she's not necessarily bragging about Lawrence.
Yeah.
She's saying that skin color and ethnicity influences her ruling,
when
period.
When she nodded at that Latino cop or whatever that guy was, it's because she was getting appointed or approved or graduating as a so-called judge, and she felt like a sisterhood with that brother, that hermano.
And so she's not particularly talking about Lawrence Reed,
yeah,
though she did free Lawrence Reed.
Mm-hmm.
White folks, do what you want, but you should come from amongst them while you can, because they're not going to get better. And even if you speak up, they call you names and races and all kind of stuff, and you fall for it. And other white people fall for it with them against you. Go figure. But here, I want you to listen to this so-called DEI judge. DEI means that you're not qualified. It's based on they let you in because of your color or that you're male or female, not because you're qualified to be a judge at all. For the DEI people, which is affirmative action or reparation, don't have to be qualified. They put one of these people on the U.S. Supreme Court. And they tried to run one for president, that Kamala Harris female. So listen to this, and we got it right now, right? I got it. Me, it's not you guys. I didn't understand. I'm black and slow. Okay. I want you to hear what she's saying. Listen up closely. Put down your coffee, your punchy coffee for a minute. Good. This is from X and Google AI. I want you to meet the judge, Teresa. No, it's not Teresa. Theresa. And that's the same thing. Melina Gonzalez. No relation to the Anchor Baby Gonzalez.
That we know of.
She freed, according to the report, Lawrence Reed, despite 72 prior arrests. Here she's on a video admitting that skin color influences her ruling. Watch this from X.
I serve as vice president for the Office of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equal Opportunity.
The first time I came out on the bench and the deputy announced, you know, all rise, the Honorable Judge Teresa Molina, the whole courtroom stood up and I was all excited. He's walking out there. And I saw an Illinois State Trooper. He was African American. He had a sleeve covering his tattoos. And he was standing there and he looked at me and he nodded. And I knew what that meant. And so I looked at him and I nodded back like, that's right, we're doing this. And it felt so good. It felt so good. So to me, a fine of $354, which is our normal no insurance fine, that's a lot of money. And some of the judges that I work with came from money, so $354 is no big deal. But to most of the people that come to my courtroom, it is a big deal. And so I always offer them the opportunity to do community service. You know, being a Latina in the office, people would tell me, like, don't you feel like you're prosecuting your own people? But it's true. There were a lot of, you know, defendants that look like me. However, I had a chance as a prosecutor to make a difference as to what cases come in. I had a chance as a prosecutor to decide what offers were appropriate. And so I always offer them the opportunity to do community service.
What do you have to say about that?
So it wasn't. It was black and brown. She had a black and brown mindset. It wasn't a Latino.
Right. You thought she said Latino, too. It was all screwed up.
It's not that bad.
But she said a black person did that.
That's how she read it. Who knows what he even meant by her nod, you know? She thinks that he nodded because she was a fellow person of color. But maybe he just nodded because he was being a polite person.
Did you ever, well, you ain't that old, but did you imagine that this could be happening in America?
It kind of happened before my eyes.
Huh?
I watched it happen before my eyes, because when I was a little kid, it wasn't like this. At least it wasn't to the extreme. There were movies and things to this effect, though. That type of mindset.
A Latino ain't got nobody to be in our court. Go to Mexico and be in their courthouse.
And let out your fellow Mexicans.
You were saying that even white...
I see whites, right-wingers, so-called, on Twitter, X. He's talking about, liberal white women are the worst. Or is dumb stuff like that. Just bashing the liberal white women. And they feel like... They feel like they're tough because they're talking about race, right? But they're talking about whites. That's the easiest thing to talk about. But since it's a woman, they think, I'm being a little bit politically incorrect. But you see that on Fox News and everywhere. All these supposed conservatives bashing the white women. And the white women aren't as bad as the women of color in terms of
you
the liberalism
that again.
And nastiness.
Black women take liberalism to another level. it just ain't no cute little white thing, liberal. They take it to another level.
Yeah, it's extreme.
Amazing, huh? Where is Colin when we need him?
In heaven.
May his soul rest in peace.
I remember you used to say, Jesse Lee Peterson is the most important man in America.
He was. Amazing. Yeah.
But he knew that you had, like, the solution for both sides, really. The anger and fear issue.
That's all it is, too. You know what's so interesting? It is so interesting to me, now that I know, now that I've been allowed to see, is that this attack up on one another is not even us attacking each other. It's a spirit of evil attacking another spirit of evil. But because we have identified with the feelings and the thought, we literally think it's us doing it. And it's not us at all, zero. That's crazy, huh? You can't make yourself believe that. You have to see that.
Yeah. You notice when people attack you racially or whatever, they're tempting you to identify with that.
Yeah.
Because they think that you identify with that.
And
or they're
like,
trying to get you to. Or any way that they attack you.
If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What the? And then another thing that's so interesting to me, the Christians are waiting for Jesus to come back. They are waiting for the revelation to happen. It has already happened.
So they just roll over?
Yeah. because they think that, well, I'm going to heaven and eventually I'm going to be lifted up in the cloud, they say. They are waiting for revelation to happen, and revelation has already happened. Jesus has already come at the twinkling of an eye. Dare say, oh, Lord, respect the Bible. I am respecting the Bible, Derek, by telling you the truth about what it's saying. Christ said, it is done. It is finished. And now I'm going to go back to the house, and I'm going to sit up there with my Father on his right side, and I'm going to send you, he's going to send you a teacher back, and the teacher will teach you all things. And you still wait for revelation. What's up? I once were blind, but now I see. Let me go to John out of Kentucky. John, you are on the air.
Yay. It's my second time being on here, Jesse.
Welcome, John.
Hey, I was asleep in the car, man. I was waiting on you to answer the phone. Yeah, I went to sleep.
Oh, well, call me back another time when you know what the subject is about.
Nah, man. I know what it's about right now.
But how you going to, if you were asleep, how would you know, man? That doesn't make sense.
Because it's about white genocide. You said it was white genocide around. I hadn't heard anybody talking about it.
But I thought you were asleep.
I was asleep.
But how you know what we're talking about?
Jesse, come on, man. You're wasting time.
How do you know what we're talking about if you were asleep?
You're talking about white genocide. That's what I called in for.
Oh, so you weren't asleep.
That's what your guy put on.
But go ahead.
Yeah. I hadn't heard anybody else talking about it but you.
And what that's supposed to mean?
That means you're making it up. And, I ain't heard any of the news stations talk about it.
Oh, so you know if the news people are not talking about it, it's not real?
Well, I hadn't heard Trump talk about it either.
Do you think that the news going to report there's a genocide on white people? If it was happening to the blacks, they would tell you there's a genocide on the black. You think they're going to report that a genocide is happening to white people?
If it's a conservative news channel, they would, wouldn't they?
Like who?
I guess Newsmax or Fox News or President Trump himself. Every time he gets in front of a microphone, I haven't heard anybody talking about it.
So
probably because
Because I'm saying it, do you believe it be true or not?
I know it's a lie for a fact when you say it, Jesse.
Okay, so if the media said it or the Great White Hope said it, would it be true then?
If anybody other than you said it, I think it would be more true. But if only you out of the
so
7 billion
true.
People
no,
on Earth.
They don't say they have more true. Would it be true or not if the president or the conservative media said, would you believe it then?
Yes.
Okay.
What would make it true then? Because if more people was talking about it and they were putting out the evidence, then you have to consider it, right? But if only you are up here saying it on your show and nobody else in the world, that means you're making it up. You're being a fearmonger.
And so
that's what you
did. You believe Christ when he was speaking the truth?
Jesse, you flipping it, man. We're talking about white genocide.
No, I'm talking about one person speaking. Did you believe Christ when he spoke the truth?
I believe what he says in the Bible to be true, yes.
And so only one man spoke the truth. Why did you believe that one man?
Don't compare yourself to Christ.
Why did you believe that one man instead of you needed everybody else to be saying the truth for you to believe it? Why did you believe one person then?
Because he is the Son of God, and he's special. And you shouldn't compare yourself to Christ, Jesse.
Well, I'm asking you, so you believe one man because he was the Son of God?
Yeah.
So
why not? Yeah, I say yes.
Oh. And so if Trump or another person started telling, or other people started telling you, there's a genocide on white America in America, you would then believe it?
I would start to believe it, yeah.
Okay, I understand.
But
no, I totally understand, John.
Yeah. You know, I think you're just using the word to, like, rile people up, the white genocide. It's not white genocide. It's just crime in general.
So you know, when the blacks are killing white people, knocking them out, robbing them, having street balls and beating them up in their own front yard and robbing them and all that, that's not a genocide?
Heck no, it ain't a genocide.
If white
it's
people
crime.
Were doing
it's
that
crime.
To the blacks like that and getting away with it, would it be a genocide?
I don't call that a genocide.
No, I ask you, if white people were doing it
to
the blacks in this manner, same manner, and getting away with it, would it be a genocide?
No.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Can I tell you why?
Yeah, of course.
You say you're like, what, 73, 74, something like that?
I never say it.
Oh, you never say it? But you're in your
70s. I didn't say it today.
Okay. So in your lifetime, has there ever been a black genocide?
Yeah. A black genocide?
Yes.
No. Not in America,
See?
At least.
There you go. There you go. That's your answer.
What do you mean?
That's your answer. You just answered your own question.
What that had to do with white people?
You're funny, JC. Man,
no,
but look, I got to go, man.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm a working man. Okay.
Tell me what you mean by that. You didn't prove a point.
Because there was a time in America where blacks was, you know, being taken advantage of and beaten and set on fire and castrated and pulled apart during your lifetime when you was a little boy.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
That is true.
I
you lied to your audience.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, you act like it was all peaches and cream when you was growing up,
was
but it wasn't.
I was there. What you just said did not happen.
Jesse, listen. We have literature. We have videos.
It's all made up.
Yeah, everything's made up, but you saying white genocide. No. That ain't made up.
Yeah,
everything is made
go
up, but you saying white genocide. Yeah, I got to go to work. All right.
All right. 888-7753. He made an interesting point, though, and I want to just ride on that. He doesn't believe it because one person is saying it. What was the name of that guy that was riding on that horse and said the British are coming?
The Redcoats are coming?
Uh-huh.
Is it Patrick?
Henry.
Paul Revere.
Oh, Paul Revere.
Yeah, not Patrick Henry.
Paul said the British are coming. The British are coming. One person had a message. And no one believed it because it wasn't everyone saying it. And look what happened. Did he say the red coat were coming or the British are coming?
Red coats means British.
Oh.
Yes, he said red coats.
Oh, he said red coat.
Mm-hmm.
When I was taught about it in school, I thought he said the British are coming.
It was his midnight ride, April 18th, 1775, during the American Revolutionary War.
But doesn't
though historical evidence says it's likely he didn't use that exact wording.
Says
brave AI, whatever that
I
is.
I doubt if he said the red coat were coming. I think he said the British are coming.
Well, all thoughts are lies.
Well, AI just told you.
AI never lies.
Right. They just said
the AI is liberal. They lie.
But don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
That, what's the guy name you just called?
John from Kentucky.
John, don't believe it because he hear it from one person. Not only he's not believing because he hear it from one person, he doesn't even see it himself.
Yeah, right. And he had, and part of it, he has that identity with the blackness.
And the media don't tell the truth anyway, especially when it comes to white people.
Right. Indeed.
It's a very interesting point. And I'm not knocking your point, John, because people believe what the media says and the media lies.
Some of the whites who are all into being white, they agree with him that Trump should be talking about white people.
Bad things?
No, saying good things about white people and talking about the attack on white people and promoting white people and being for white people.
Well, he should be for white people. He should be talking about the attack on white people, though.
Yeah.
He definitely should. It'll get more attention.
Right.
For sure. Because if anybody else talk about it, they're going to call them Nazi, racist. What else they call them?
I don't know.
Nazi, racist, all kind of crazy stuff. But John makes an interesting point. And I shouldn't even have to tell you this. You should see it for yourself. That there is a genocide on white people. Why do people have to tell you everything? What's wrong with you? You can't see. Oh. Let me go to Troy out of... I don't know where Troy is calling from.
Minnesota.
Huh?
Minnesota.
That's Minnesota? Yeah. Troy, you are on the air.
Hey, it's the Black Rush Limbaugh. How you doing?
Hey, Troy.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Jesse, that I actually do support DEI, but it's a different kind of DEI. Deport every illegal.
That's for sure.
And got to avoid those public transits. That's communist. But my question to you, Jesse, was do you think it's better to have no father or to have a weak father in a household?
To have a weak one?
To have no father in the household or to have a weak father? In the household.
To have a weak one in the household than not to have one at all.
So, because the reason I asked this is because my mom, she grew up with a weak father, and I love my grandpa, you know, but I didn't grow up with a father. And
your father?
He passed away.
Oh, so he aspired when you were young?
When I was 21.
Oh, so you grew up with a father in the home?
No, he was never a part of my life. I never got to meet him.
You never met your father?
No, sir.
What a terrible way to live. Mm-hmm. I would have hated to have never met my father or not to get to know him.
But it's kind of like you said, I learned to love him again because it wasn't me that he didn't want to be around. It was my mother. Kind of like you said. So I understand. And he had a lot of issues in his life, and he had his mother's nature in him. So he was under attack just like us. But
Man. Yeah,
I was just kind of wondering, like, you do think it's better to have the weaker father, even
yeah,
maybe
it's better to have a weak father in the home than to have no father in the home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think people attack famous people? Obviously, Charlie Kirk just happened, but you see it happening with celebrities and all that stuff. Why do you think they do that?
They're evil.
Do you think there's a specific reason for targeting the famous versus the non-famous?
Well, they target the non-famous too. You just don't hear about it. But they're doing it because they're evil.
Mm. Fair enough. All right. Remember, support the good DEI. Deport every illegal.
Amazing. You're right about that, Troy. Right. Thank you. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment to your calls. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after this show. And if you have not heard Hake Show or the Anchor Baby Show, you're missing it. You owe it to yourself to at least listen one time, and you won't be able to stop. They both are on fire. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. On fire. Energy just, you think Trump got the energy? Uh-uh. Yes, he does have it, but God gave the rest to the Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then check out Punchin' TV. Punchin' TV. You can podcast PUNCHIE.TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. And then on Thursday, the office is closed. Are we doing the shows on Thursday? Yeah.
Yes.
He bowed his head, but I didn't hear him.
I know, because I was kind of hesitating.
I never understood why adults do that.
It's a quiet indication of yes.
So the office.
And then sometimes
closed.
You nod for a while, and then you say yes. It takes a while for the word to come.
I do understand why they do it. We will be doing the shows on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, but the office is closed. And check out 10% off on all the merch. It doesn't get a better deal than that. What a deal. And then you're still helping us to do the work that we're doing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/JesseLeePeterson or rebuildingtheman.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right, let me go to Henry, our first time call out of New York City. Henry, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Henry.
A huge fan, by the way, love your show.
Thank you.
But the question I had was the second coming of Christ. Has it happened already?
Yes.
I'll rest my case. I believe the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it happens in the heart.
Absolutely.
I know it. Yeah, I saw the same thing.
Right on. Yep.
Oh.
Amazing.
Thanks for answering my question.
Okay.
I should be calling back because I love your show so much. Hopefully one day I'll be able to visit.
Absolutely. Right on. Amazing. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right. I have a cousin named Henry. Henry Lee. Hey, Henry Lee. We all grew up together. You're like a brother. Henry Lee. Let me go to Fritz out of Florida. Fritz, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing out there?
All is well. A little louder for me, Fritz.
Oh, you can hear me now?
I can.
Nice. Yeah, about the white genocide.
Yes.
I don't know what all these other blacks are talking about. Like, they don't see it. It's real, and it is happening. But I wanted to ask you, though, like, should we really feel bad for the whites, though, because it's happening to them?
No.
Okay, cool. That answered my question. Because what I'm seeing in my life, what I'm experiencing, like, in my everyday life, I live in a nice little neighborhood with white people.
Yeah.
They are scared to death around me. You understand?
Yeah.
Even though I'm not trying to do nothing bad to them, I know, like, I understand what it is and what's going on. It's sad that some of us blacks that really aren't on that kind of time are being affected by it, you know?
Well, don't be affected by it at all. And just understand that you know why they have this fear, but don't be affected by it at all. It's not happening to you. It's happening to them. Their fear is happening inside of them. But you understand why they're feeling that way, which is not an excuse to have fear, but at least you understand it. So don't be affected by it at all.
Oh, so when I get my, because I'm not going to lie, sometimes I do get a little angry and I do watch it. I get angry because it's like, wow, why are you afraid, white person or white, especially the white women?
You already know why they're afraid of.
Right, I already know why I'm afraid. So it's like that. Now I got to battle, not battle, but I got to watch, you know, that in me, not to be uncomfortable because she's uncomfortable.
Right. You guys are the one what?
No, because I was going to say, like, it's majority of you white women, or women in general, not just white women, but women in general that's voting these crazy, you know, government in, right, to commit.
That's a good point, man. The white people are voting in their enemies, and then they're afraid.
And then they're afraid. And then the white men are tucking their tails and hiding.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, how can we really feel bad for you guys? But I do understand it because it's totally wrong. But I can't feel bad for you guys, you know?
Well, don't judge them either, because the reason you're feeling the anger is because you're judging them. You're believing that they're feeling that way about you. You know, you're not like that.
Right.
And so you're judging them. Don't judge them. Understanding will prevent you from judging.
Okay.
You want understanding. Man. You don't want belief. You want understanding. And that will prevent you from judging them. And then the imagination, the thoughts, the dark spirits, they want to try to make you judge by saying, oh, they're looking at you. They think you're one of the blacks. They look at them. They're looking at you like that. They're scared of you. Don't believe it. It's lying to you.
Okay, now I got to. Okay, now I'm going to really be on watch with that.
Yeah, watch what the thoughts are telling you.
Yeah.
And they're lying to you.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Because unless they tell you that, you don't know exactly if they're thinking that way about you. But the thoughts are telling you that. And it wouldn't matter if they are anyway, but the thoughts are telling you, so don't judge them.
Right. Even like when I walk past them and they're walking their little dog, they damn near about to choke the little dog to, you know, run across the other side of the street. I'm like, lady, I'm just walking here.
Just have understanding about it. Understand it. She's looking out for herself.
That's totally cool.
She can't tell a good black from a bad black. They all look the same.
That's true. That's crazy, boy.
Once again, just watch the thoughts and don't believe what they're telling you. They are lying to you about anything, really.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right,
one more thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That Adam and Eve story, right?
Yeah.
The event itself, like what they did when they messed up, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's happening now still?
Absolutely. that Satan is the woman God until she overcome that by returning to the Father, and the woman is the man God until he overcome it and return to the Father. That's why men don't know what to do with women. They have made the woman their God. And they don't even realize that that's what's going on.
Yeah, because it's not really Adam and Eve. It's actually the serpent that's actually running, that ran through them and that's running through us, that's causing us to lose our place
100%,
in our little garden.
100%. 100%.
Gotcha.
What a mess, huh?
Man. Yeah, man. The whole world is a mess, man. But, man.
Well, you stay with it.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And the light inside of you, I promise you, promise you, promise you, promise you, will get brighter and brighter and brighter, and you will have a clear mind, and you will be free.
I can't wait.
And when the devil comes to attack you, if he does, either in other people or in your mind, it won't, you'll just see, and you'll be fine.
And even if so, just remain calm and just be cool.
100%. Stop reacting to evil darkness inside of you or inside of other people. That's what the devil wants. Those, all human beings are possessed until they start to overcome it. And they, but the devil can, those dark spirits can only live with you as long as you're reacting. They live off thrills. Because the thrills feel like they're you, and they know that.
Yeah.
And so they know that as long as they can give you a thrill, they have a place to live.
Man, this thing crazy.
It sure is. But it's amazing to see what's going on, though.
It is. It is.
All right, buddy.
All right, now. Y'all God bless, all right? Be
you
safe
too.
Out there.
All right, don't eat too much turkey.
Nah. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
888-7753-773. Scott out of Missouri. Scott, you are on the air.
Jesse? I was going to just say that I see what you see on the white genocide. And I
speak
also
up a little bit, Scott.
I said, I see what you see on the white genocide.
Yes.
And also I wanted to make a comment on the new leader of the Democrat Party and my great white hope. They're meeting in the Oval Office, the Zohran Mamdani.
Scott, are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm on a, no, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
So I see the white genocide, and I see it not in
are
the.
Are you on a Bluetooth?
Not.
Okay, go ahead.
And I see the white genocide as the feminization of males being turned into their mothers and men not reproducing.
That's not the white genocide, though, because that's happening to all men.
Mm-hmm.
The white genocide is the blaming of white people, calling them racist and Nazis and all this mess, killing them, setting them on fire, robbing them, raping them, knocking them out in the streets and stuff like that. But what you see happening to the male is happening to all men, every man, every color. So that's not the genocide.
And they're all being taught not to, to reproduce.
What?
They're being taught not to reproduce.
No, but that's
women.
Not the genocide, though.
Because everybody I see in these parades, not all, not all, not all, like you say, are white men parading around like women. The vast
majority.
Well,
all men are doing that.
Yes.
And educated people nowadays don't tend not to have children.
No, or they number them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see the disarming of the country as the precursors to the genocide coming.
I'm sorry?
the disarming of the nation is a precursor to the genocide coming.
Right. That's been going on for a while, too. Disarming American people.
Yes.
Thank you, Scott.
I wanted to comment on the Mamdani.
Mamdani?
Yes.
What about him?
And when my president was talking to him in the Oval Office, I literally could see the hot coals being heaped upon Mamdani's head in front of the press.
The hot coal?
The hot coals of his compliments and flatteries and about how he would be tougher on immigration than he would imagine. And
that's what Mamdani said?
That's what Trump said about Mamdani.
Oh, that he's going to be tougher on immigration?
Yeah, how's Mamdani going to explain that to Ocasio-Cortez?
I'm sorry?
I'll let you go, Jesse. I have a terrible connection.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, man. Call me again when it's clear.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye. I appreciate it. Did you understand what he was saying?
Yes.
What he was saying? What was he saying?
He was referencing a Bible, a couple of passages from the Bible. In Romans 12:20, it says something like, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head." And then in...
He said that's what Trump was doing to Mamdani?
Yeah, he was being nice to Mamdani, even though Mamdani was nasty to him.
Oh.
In Proverbs 25... Verse 22, well, in 21, 22, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. And the AI interprets...
AI don't know nothing.
I know. But AI thinks it's like killing him with kindness.
See, I tell you, AI was dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb. Because there was something, I don't know, whatever. Shame them into repentance.
Ain't no such thing as killing them with kindness. You're killing them with the truth.
Nice.
With the spirit of truth.
Anyway. In the ancient Egypt, there was a ritual where a person would show repentance carrying a brazier of hot coals on their head.
That's like the people in India putting cow dung on their dung.
No, it's not like that.
Uh-huh,
you're wrong.
Yeah,
nope.
Remember how the India they were celebrating cow dump.
Diwali. It was the end of Diwali.
Right, and they were celebrating cow dump.
Because they thought it was good for
and
you.
And then according to the report, they eat it. Some eat it, and some they had like a big afro on their head. Why are you frowning?
Because it sounds gross, and I'm reacting to it, the imagery and words.
But cow dump is not that bad. In that, you use it for fertilizer and stuff like that.
Yeah, usually it doesn't have, like, worms and
right. And
disease.
Right.
According to you.
Yeah. I never even seen worm in cow dung. And I used to milk the cow, bring them to the barn, and milk them and take them back out to pasture and kill them for slaughter and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. But
I never seen worm in cow dung.
Cool. That's nice. But you, this supposedly causes your enemy to feel shame for their behavior sometimes, potentially leading to remorse and a change of heart. See, AI is not always stupid.
Is. No, AI is stupid.
I agree, but it's not always wrong.
Yes, it is.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
But not AI.
A blind squirrel finds a nut.
But not AI.
Yes, huh?
Super chat.
All right.
Super chat. Thank you, Scott. Call me again when your phone clear, man. I would love to have that conversation. Really. Okay.
A Bryant on Cash App gave several, saying the worst part is that it pretends to be God. It's not much, but I don't like Jesse begging. Jesse Lee begging the black man for a few dollars. Seriously, the worst part is it pretends to be God. I told my demon didn't need to work on that. Sometimes a demon pretends to be God because it would destroy myself, but the demon extra pretending to be God for evil reasons mostly. Punchy TV is a demon pretend to be God. The worst thing ever? Punchy TV, says A. Bryant.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your support very much. Thank you.
Thank you, A.
Yeah.
Marilyn bought a coffee saying, hello, black hand waving emoji.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if you, after all this time, we could get together to go over everything.
Remember very nice. Song? Of course.
Hello.
I was trying to forget it.
It's me. I was wondering.
No, we're done with you singing. Time, we got to read the super chats.
We get together to go over everything. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Walkin' Roscoe sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Erica bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, I listen to your show, not all, but most days while I do my housework. Bought one of your shirts for my husband, who is not a beta. Just wanted to say how thankful I am for all you do. Keep speaking the truth about Jesus. Happy Thanksgiving. Amazing from Erica.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It only gets clearer. Thank you. And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Indeed. Thank you. And on Walking Roscoe says, happy Thanksgiving. This is on YouTube. All of those listening and JLP, Jim, Hake, Derek, E-Black, Nick, and the rest, instead of buy me a coffee, here's my buy me a sweet potato pie. Pumpkin pie is beta pie. Salute emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Good. One thing for sure, and without a doubt, Derek, my producer, is black on the outside, but he's white on the inside. That's for sure.
Very nice.
He worked like a white person. He prepared like a white person. He showed up in time for work like a white person, and he never complained like a white person. He is white on the inside. He is an official coon. He will get next year's Coon Award, I believe. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe. Mike Young, hey, Jesse, I wonder if Tony from California is going to call and complain about you telling the truth about black-on-white crime.
I don't know what's wrong with Tony. And Tony just, whatever Satan tell him in his head, he just say it. And then he tell you, look it up. He has no proof about anything. And he doesn't even have sense enough to get proof, nor that I'm going to say, well, where's the proof? What a mess. Thank you, Mike.
Eric, unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. The Matrix.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for your 5. Marilyn, yeah, with 3. Those who don't understand the things of the spirit, Jesse is prophesying the genocide of whites. Though the world doesn't see it yet, he is seeing it as clear as day. White people, you better wake up, lest you be destroyed swiftly and without mercy.
I can't understand. I mean, I do understand. I'm about to lie. I do understand. But it's amazing to me that everybody else don't see this. It's right in front of you, and you still don't see it. That's amazing.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
Thank you all. One more hour to go. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to your calls. Hake News is coming right now, back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some serious mess going on in the world. It's crazy. Price is going up. There's a tornado in Texas, damaged over like 100 homes in the Houston area. Did you know about that? A volcano erupting in Ethiopia. Did you even know that Ethiopia had volcanoes? Crazy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 25th of November, AD 2025. There is, I believe, one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the coming hour, guys. Y'all, happy Thanksgiving. We will be live all week, is the plan. All right, that's the plan, man. Although the office will be closed after the shows, all right, on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. Very cool. Tomorrow is Punchy TV. Just the worst, according to A. Bryant. Thank you, sir. Comedy Nonsense Network talking about that White House renovation. Trump has been holding weekly meetings, according to sources, where discussions including finalizing interior finishes for the $300 million project he has promised to complete before leaving office. Amid renovations, the White House also trying to maintain holiday traditions. On Monday, yesterday, First Lady beautiful Melania Trump welcomed the official Christmas tree, a concolor fir from Sydney, Michigan. Very cool. A 650-mile journey. That tree arrived in a Clydesdale-drawn carriage. Clydesdale being those fancy horses, the Budweiser horses, you know, back in the day. Accompanied by three gentlemen in top hats for a festive inspection by the First Lady. And a volcano in Ethiopia erupted for the first time in supposedly 10,000 years. I didn't even know the world was that old. 10,000 years? Sending ash clouds drifting across continents. Whoa. A long dormant Haile Gebirge volcano from the Afar region in Ethiopia's northeast reared to life Sunday, blanketing neighboring villages in dust. God's judgment? Nah, I'm kidding. I don't know. Volcanic ashes traveled as far as Yemen, Oman, Pakistan, and India, according to the Toulouse Volcanic Ash Advisory Center. No casualties reported yet. At least not yet, right? The eruption is posing severe challenges for farmers. It was visible from satellites. NASA images showing thick plumes of dust rising into the sky and billowing across the Red Sea. Awesome. Awesome. Trump's gas prices discount has disappeared, whatever that means, according to Comedy Nonsense, if you're going to believe it. The national average price for regular gasoline, that is, petrol, if you're a foreigner, today stands exactly the same as it was a year ago under Biden, according to AAA. And the Texas tornado, damaging over 100 homes or houses in the Houston area, damaged yesterday, Monday, after that tornado ripped through Harris County, Texas. Huh. Is it tornado season even? It's November. I don't know. And they say that the crypto market is crashing. A $1 trillion wipeout over the past 6 weeks has shaken even crypto's most devoted investors. Don't worry. Hang in there. We're pulling for you. And also, make sure that you are catching Punchy TV. It is available on audio podcast as well as the Jesse Lee Peterson Show on audio podcast, jesseleepeterson.com/show. I do recommend it. All right. And Church with Jesse Lee Peterson also available on audio podcast. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And did you know that even The Fallen State available on audio podcast? So cool. There was a rare comic book that sold for more than $9 million. Crazy, huh? $9 million. It was Superman number one from 1939. And it was not Christian. Not Christian. They've been here a long time. Shout out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Why is your life one train wreck after another one? Why is your life one train wreck after another? Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. We have everywhere, what is train wreck? Ooh. One train wreck after another. What a mess. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bund JLP Cash App. I can't wait to hear this song. I'm so excited about it being Tuesday and about it being Country Western Tuesday. And thanks to Pete from Alaska, it's a perfect song for Country and Western Tuesday.
Well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. What the? Thank you, Pete. You put a... You're just taking Country and Western Tuesday to another level. Amazing. Before I go back to the calls, I do want you to know your government, your politicians, your mayors, your city councils, your Congress and senators and all them, they are not on your side. The only one that's on your side for now is the Great White Hope. He's the only one. He's the Great White Hope. They call him King. They have King rallies. They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? the wind and the sea obeys him. Some call him Daddy, but I call him the Great White Hope. Other than that, the government is not on your side. Whether it's mayor, city council, or whatever. Police today. They elected a socialist communist in New York City. I was wondering, why is it that the Democratic voters don't question why is crime so out of control in all of the Democratic control states and cities? I rarely, if any, do I hear that they're out of control in red states, what they call red states. Now, there are crimes happening there because some of the Democratic voters move over there to the red states, and they bring their crime with them. But why don't the voters question, well, why is there so much crime in the Democrats-controlled states when they're supposed to love us? We vote for them. My producer made the point where they let the TV and the politician do the thinking for them, which is a good point. And the Democratic voters are afraid, too. They have fear of the criminals, but they still vote for the people that create the criminals by letting them loose. And Hake of the Hake Report is telling me they think criminals are victims until it happened to them, and then they never make the correction. What a mess, huh? This is hell on earth. But crime is through the roof in the Democratic state control states. What a mess. Yahoo is reporting a rowdy car meet up in Queens. By the way, they now have a communist socialist mayor in New York. But a rowdy meetup in Queens turned violent when a man and his wife were attacked. Why is this from Fox 5, New York?
Yeah, let me show you both something. You can see pieces of a vehicle here and tire marks. That's after a councilwoman tells us that the vehicle of a security guard who works the area went up in flames. And we're learning a homeowner was attacked. His wife also hit in the process, we're told. This is according to multiple reports and witness accounts. Drag racing at 141 Street and 11th Ave here in the Queens community of Melba turned into violence. The NYPD confirms a call in regards to drag racing turned into a crime in progress call over the weekend. This video posted to social media by Councilwoman Vicky Palladino shows a man and his wife approached by a group. She was hit and he was attacked, he told me, after confronting people he describes as teens with their faces covered and asking them, he says, to get off his property. We're told groups of people come to the neighborhood to drag race and even post about it on social media. After a confrontation with the described drag racers, the man says he ended up with a fractured shoulder, his nose, ribs, face, and thyroid area also injured, and his wife was hit in the face, we're told. He gave us an interview, but he asked us to cover his face.
I walked outside and told the guy, get the F off my property. And then it just escalated. They have no care in the world. They have no respect. So I covered up, and thank God they just stopped at one point.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. And those people attacking and burning cars and stuff are like wild animals. There's nothing normal about that. It's like wild animals. And you know why? Because when you're angry / resentful, you are in an animal-like state of being. your nature is evil and is like a wild animal, no love. Now you know what animals feel like. Matter of fact, human nature is so past that. Animals may, even though they don't have love, they may be more normal than human beings are like that. But the Democratic representative want that. That's why they let the people out. And they don't have bail bonds. And then they make up excuses. Oh, people of color. And yet you still vote for them. The white people can get beat up by the blacks and others and go right in and vote for the same Democrats again. And it's all for the thrill of it. You're right, Derek. And so is Mayor Adam gone already? Is he still mayor? He's still the mayor.
I'm not sure.
Because Mondami has not been sworn in yet. I heard nothing from Mayor Adam. Not that he didn't say anything, but I haven't heard anything from him about this. Zero. Even Mayor Adam didn't do anything about what's happening right now. Isn't that amazing? And there is this so-called city, this councilwoman, New York council female. She was on Fox and Friends, and she said that, according to the report, she believed that the mob of guys are not even from the area. They, like, came from the hood into a nice area there in New York, and they blocked off the streets, and they did this. Oh, and the reason, according to the report, they attacked that man because they were, like, when they were doing the car spin thing, they ended up on his lawn, on his grass, on his yard, and he was telling them to get off, and he attacked him. So watch this. So-called city council person, Vicky Palladino, she said, or believe that they're from a different area from Foster Friends. Watch this.
They have been plagued for the past 2 years with home robberies, burglaries, car theft, and just these wise guys, you know, which the whole city's been
Where are
plagued.
They from?
This, we believe, are a lot of them are from the Bronx, because while that guy was, you saw the video, while that guy was getting beat up, the homeowner who came out to defend his property, he was beaten, and he was beaten bad. It just happened.
And his wife got beat up.
He square to the jaw. She took a punch right to the jaw. She got right back up. He was not so fortunate. Broken nose, broken ribs, broken shoulder.
That's what you get from voting in females. And we beta males, New York, you out of your mind. You just voted in a socialist, communist, Mondami, and it's only going to get worse. It can't get better. And so you get what you deserve. You really do. Isn't that amazing? You get what you deserve. What a mess. And it's only going to get worse. And you better pray. You got to pray just to make it today. But you better pray that Donald Trump is president forever. That he never leave. Because it will get worse. In the so-called red states, too, if Donald Trump is ever out of there. Because the Republican representatives are no different. Some of them don't even, according to a report, don't even like Donald Trump or what he's doing. They don't like the tariff. They don't want you to be having jobs. They don't want the debt paid down. They just pretend that they do, the Republican representatives. Especially the right of, look what Marjorie Taylor did, or Marjorie Greene did. She went on the enemy side because she disagreed, according to a report, with President Trump about Epstein accusers. This is hell on earth, but you can have paradise right here. You don't have to wait. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be you any longer. According to this report, three black teens were arrested for a murder in Jacksonville, Florida. This is from First Coast News. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office has confirmed the arrest of three teenagers in connection to a murder of a 64-year-old Roger Borkum. Why is this?
Three young suspects, just 13, 16, and 19 years old, now charged as adults in the murder of 64-year-old Roger Borkum, 13-year-old Justin Curry, who was indicted by a Duval County grand jury, 16-year-old Robert Pope, and 19-year-old Markavian Lacey. Detectives say Borkum, who was homeless, was beaten three separate times over the course of a little more than an hour back on October 19th. An arrest report revealing officers were called to 110 North Hogan Street. And when they arrived, they found Borkum unconscious near a doorway, blood pooling on the sidewalk. First responders took him to the hospital, and Borkum died 4 days later. The medical examiner ruling his death a homicide caused by blunt force trauma. The arrest report reveals a witness told police he saw three teenagers kicking and stomping the victim before running off. Hours after the attack, officers located the suspects half a mile away and took them into custody. Police say they also linked the suspects to a separate incident that night, a robbery on Forsyth Street. Surveillance video obtained by detectives shows the suspects approaching the victim multiple times. Video captures the group beating the victim, rummaging through his backpack, and returning to the scene to attack him again. State Attorney Melissa Nelson says the juvenile justice system is neither designed nor equipped to handle offenders or offenses of this magnitude. By bringing the case into circuit court, Nelson says authorities can ensure the level of accountability, supervision, and judicial oversight that the facts demand.
Amazing, huh? Now do you believe there's a genocide? Do you see there's a genocide upon happening to white people in America? Now do you see it? Are you only going to believe it if the media or Donald Trump mention it? Why can't you see for yourself and know for yourself? A white genocide, yes, it's happening in South Africa as well, but it's truly happening in America now. But you won't believe it until the media say it, and the media ain't going to tell you. They're afraid to tell the truth about what's happening to white Americans. And they don't want to. When will you wake up and see for yourself? Those three black guys have been accused of it. Oh, it's a white man, no big deal. They enslaved our ancestors, they say. And then they read all these stupid books about the so-called past, which doesn't affect them at all. And they believe it. Their hearts are wicked, not because of the past, not because of so-called slavery or anything, but because they hate the mothers and they're yearning for the fathers, and they've been told it's the white man. And white people, you can pretend it doesn't exist as long as you want. You've been warned. The British are coming. No, the British are here. A spiritual battle. And fear is not going to help you. Name calling, being afraid of name calling is not going to help you. Let them call it. Why do you even think about that? What the? What a mess. One other quick thing, and then I got to take some calls and super chats and everything. Why don't the president just ship Ilhan Omar back to Somalia where she belongs. Why do we even tolerate this heifer at all? Zero. Just think about this. According to a report, Ilhan Omar was brought into this country because she was a refugee that was being treated badly in her own country. And they let this heifer come here to this country, and they let her get in our government. And she is truly against America. She's proven time and time again that she's against America in our government. And they let her stay. You can take the female out of Somalia, but you can't take the Somalian out of the female. When I become president, one of the promises I make you, to you, Ilhan Omar is going back to her country, come hell or high water. If I had to tie her up and ship her over to myself and put her on my president plane and take her, she's leaving here. And I'm going to open the door and let a parachute down into her Somalia. This is from Grok. During a Monday press conference in Minnesota, so-called U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, a Somalian, urged extending temporary protector status for Somalians. Watch this from CBS News. President Trump like, no, they got to go. They're committing crime. They can't stay here. But she's against that. Watch this from CBS News.
Standing with the Somali community. That was the message at the state capitol today after the president called for an end to legal protections for some Somali migrants in the country. It is called temporary protected status. Advocates estimate more than 400 Somalis in Minnesota are part of that federal program. As Caroline Cummings reports, the president's decision is getting pushback from state leaders.
This is about purging people like me from this country.
Yeah. DFL Minnesota lawmakers and other community advocates had a rally in the Minnesota Capitol Rotunda on Monday condemning President Trump's pledge to end temporary protected status for Somalia, a designation the country has had since 1991.
We should never use a small community as a scapegoat.
President Trump on social media over the weekend said he would end temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota, claiming, quote, Somali gangs are terrorizing the people of that great state and billions of dollars are missing, end quote.
If you believe in law and order, you understand that if a person commits a crime, they face justice. And that you don't put that crime on a whole community.
Some Somali Minnesotans are among the 80 people charged in connection to the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme, in which prosecutors say defendants stole millions of dollars intended to feed hungry children. Dozens have either pled guilty or been convicted by a jury.
It is our understanding and my belief that every single person who's currently going through the court system for the crimes that they have committed against Minnesotans are not on TPS.
She has this head rag on, Somalian, Allahu Akbar head rag on her head in our country, in our president, in our government. Why don't you just ship her back? What's wrong with you, America? You letting your enemy take over your government. Now you got Mandabi, a Muslim. What's wrong with you? Your enemy is within your country and within you. What do you expect to happen? Ilhan Omar need to be shipped back. She is not a friend of America. She's not even an American. She is a Somalian. And look at how our government treat American citizens. If they disagree with the Allahu Akbar people, all they're doing is offering them some bacon. And they are being treated. If this was happening to Christians, what I'm about to show you, if this was happening to Christians, what do you think would happen? But everyone is protected except white people. Christianity is a white religion. By the way, that's what made the country great. White men found the country, and in Christianity, they made it amazing. This is from WFTV. USF police have filed hate crime charges, and we played this story a little bit yesterday. They filed hate crime charges against two individuals for disrupting a Allahu Akbar student association. When they don't say Allahu Akbar, I say Allahu Akbar. No, they say Muslim Student Association prayer. Couldn't a Christian pray out loud like that? Can you go to a mosque and pray to Jesus? Now they're being charged. Watch this from Tampa Bay 28.
Bacon? Anybody?
This video has shaken the USF community, especially students.
I was honestly disgusted.
I don't know why, you know, people are taking time out of their day to just kind of be rude.
Saturday evening, the University of South Florida Police Department announced the third suspect in connection with Tuesday's incident, where at least three men appeared to harass Muslim students who were praying in a USF parking garage.
I spit on the grave of Muhammad.
No one should ever be made, have to feel bad for their religious beliefs. It doesn't matter if you don't think the same way as them. Like, I'm Christian. I would never think to do that. I respect other people's beliefs.
USF Baby. Police have filed felony hate crime charges against the men, identifying them as Christopher Svojak from Texas, Richard Penskowski from Oklahoma, and Ricardo Yepes from Tampa. Police say they have no affiliation with USF, and trespass orders will be issued to keep them off campus.
I'm glad that they've been caught this time, because I hope they never do it again.
What are they doing out there praying in the parking lot? Allahu Akbar prayer. In the parking lot. And there's two devils fighting. I will agree to that, because those guys, it's just one side think they're right, the other side think they're right. They're trying to prove something. But what the? Here's the other footage from the encounter at USF. Watch this from TikTok and WFLA.
You're going to burn in hell. You need to repent. You need to get saved and set free. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Take that towel off of your head.
Hey.
Take that towel off of your head.
Watch
you need to repent.
Hey.
You need to repent. Repent, you
coward.
Oh,
there you go.
Let him go.
Back up.
You're a soldier.
Get out. Get out. Religion of peace, huh?
You want to go to church?
Back up. Back up. Back up.
You want to chop my head off?
Religion of peace. Religion of peace, huh?
You need Jesus.
Unlike you, we're not going to cut your heads off.
You preach.
We're not violent.
You
know why we're here.
Prayer ended. We look up to see them taunting us in our faces with bacon.
Oh, bacon. He's going to cry over bacon. Bacon is good. What a beta.
I had to relive the whole thing again.
They put bacon in front of my face. You better be glad they didn't have eggs with it. But two devils fighting. None of that has anything to do with Christ or his daddy, God. What a mess. And this is why our politicians bring these Allahu Akbar people here, so you can fight. And then they'll make you think they're needed. Quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on peels.net. Like this video, and I'll be back to your calls right after this break. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. I want to make it clear, the Christian guys were wrong too for going out there attacking those people. That's not what Christ would do, or God, and that's not what love is. They are as wrong as the Allahu Akbar people. They're all in the way doing a little Allahu Akbar prayer in the parking lot. Who prayed in the parking lot? Jesus never prayed in a parking lot. What the? Anyway, quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report from 9 to 11, the American Anchor, baby, at 11 to 1. Check out Punchy TV, brand new episode. Podcast it, punchy.tv. We have a sale going on until Thursday, the 27th. Run, don't walk. 15% off of all the merch. Thanksgiving. The books and everything, I will sign them. You need to make a note when you make the order. Make a note as to who you want me to sign the book too, if you want someone's name in it, all right? Or you want to sign. And all my books are amazing. Check them out. You won't be disappointed. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. Support us on social media and all that stuff that I'm supposed to be telling y'all. Support us on social media. Like this video and blah, blah, blah. I do appreciate it. And you know what? Thank you all for helping us to help others. And you're doing it. A lot of you are doing it without me having to mention it. Some people say, oh, Jess, I'm so glad you mentioned it. I don't know what I was thinking. A beta! And you start helping. Thank you. All right. Let me go to, so I want to be clear. The Christian guys that went out and yelling at those Allahu Akbar people, talking about Jesus did this and you're going to hell or whatever they were saying, they're wrong. We're doing that. That's not love. Those are devils fighting devils. But I still don't see where they should be charged with some felony hate crime. The man that been accused of setting this young lady on fire on the train, that's felony hate crime. Amazing. Anyway, let me go to Alex out of California. Alex, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, sir.
That's good. I was calling because you probably remember me, but I used to go right there a while back, and I remember you gave me some advice, and I didn't listen, and then now, like, everything happened the way that you said it was going to happen.
So you're the air conditioning repair guy?
Yes, yes.
Wow, where you been, man?
Man, so I got with this woman, right? I think you saw her, right?
Yeah.
And then we only had one, so now we have three girls, all girls.
Beta.
And anyways, earlier this year, I got to say, well, it's been off and on the whole time since we've been together, off and on and off and on. And just it never got better. We went to one church, so do good for a bit, and then once like people from the church like call her out on something that she's doing, she'll get she wants to leave. She's like, oh, we gotta find another church. So we went to like seven churches.
Wow.
And yeah, yep. And as far as me, you know, I always had I'll just drink when it gets kind of hard.
Yeah.
So then I'll start drinking, and then finally I destroy myself. So I started going to Alcoholics Anonymous, and then I started like just doing my own thing. And then finally I got some dignity back in myself. And then at the beginning of the year, I injured my back at work. So I haven't been working since January. I'm on disability.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on disability. And I remember that I used to work a lot.
You were doing so well in life, man, at one point.
Yeah, so I was working, and I have a little business for air conditioning.
Yeah.
I actually switched to industrial refrigeration, so they were paying me good. I do ammonia, and then I was doing the air conditioning on the side. And after I got injured, well, when I was working, I used to come home. The house was a mess. And this woman was complaining that, like, you know, the girls are, it's really hard with the girls. After I got injured, I started staying home, and I realized that I was able to clean the whole house in 2 hours. I was able to cook, clean, take the girls out. So what she was telling me was not true. I started seeing her behavior in the house, and she was always in bed on her phone, on social media. And, I started seeing like certain things. So then, I think about in June, I realized that the disability is only for 1 year. So it's going to end soon. At the end of the year, it's going to end. So I talked to her. I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, we don't both need to be here in the house. So if you want to work and start saving money, cause we might have to depend on you to like pay the bills after the disability is over, at least until we figure out what's going to happen with my back. And after I told her this, she just laughed. She laughed like in my face.
Bird.
Yeah. And yeah. So then, since I go to the AA group, also like the guys are telling me, cause they've been through it too. So they're pretty much telling me, like, you know what? Like, you gotta learn to like have respect for yourself. And if you don't, nobody else will. So that woman, she's there with you, not cause she loves you, but cause you're paying the bills, you know? And so she's just going to squeeze you like a lemon. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But long story short is I finally decided to leave. But I didn't leave, like, in bad terms. Like, I didn't leave when we were fighting. I made sure everything was good. I was cleaning, cooking, doing the most that I could. And then everything was smooth. And then I finally just told her, like, hey, I'm leaving at the end of the month. This was in July. And after I told her that, she got really aggressive, started trying to start fights. She'll come home without my kids. She'll leave them at her mom's. And then she started getting like very confrontational. And then the cops started, like, the cops started coming. So one of the officers told me that it's better if I leave because she might lie and say that I did something to her.
Yeah.
So I did. I just grabbed my stuff. I didn't tell anybody. I just grabbed my stuff and took off one day that she wasn't home. And I went back to pick up more stuff, and she called the cops on me.
Uh-huh.
She called the cops that I shouldn't be there, even though, you know, I paid the rent for that month, and I'm in the lease and everything. But anyways, I left a bunch of stuff. I just took my clothes and my tools. I left. So I'm back in LA. I moved in with my mom again. She has the spare room, so I moved in with my mom. I'm able to pay this with the disability that they gave me. I paid my truck is paid off. I just paid the insurance. And at first I was feeling a little afraid at first because I wasn't sure if I did the right thing or not. But another thing I forgot to tell you, before I left, like a week before I left, I got a report on my Credit Karma app, and it said that I had an outstanding balance. So then I clicked on it, I checked on it, and it says that I owe $42,000 on child support.
Wow.
So then I start calling. So this woman put child support on me since the whole time I was supporting her, I was getting billed for child support.
Amazing.
Yeah. So then when I asked her about it, she was pretending like she didn't know what I was talking about. And then finally she admit to it, and she got very aggressive towards me and said that that's what I deserve. And so I went to, anyways, I left. I started trying to just focus on me, work. I just pretty much go to my therapies for my back. And then in the nighttime, I go to the Alcoholics Anonymous. So I'm actually I'm the coordinator for Thursdays. So try to stay busy and involved with that stuff. But anyways, long story short is that I went to court for the child support, and I took for the first time in my life, I actually started getting ahead of all these problems, and I got all the receipts of everything I ever spent, every time I paid rent, every time I sent her money through Apple Pay, and I took it to court. She showed up. She didn't bring any, she didn't file any paperwork. She just showed up, and I guess she thought she was just going to talk her way out of it. But right away, within 10 minutes, the judge removed the whole $42,000.
Right on.
They took all the child support off. She saw all the receipts. I gave them more than that. I spent more on her than that. And I even fixed her teeth.
And, you fixed her teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
Super what beta. A beta.
I know. But I mean, after I left, I was feeling lonely. I was feeling hurt. Like the ego was dying. And I struggled because I kept it feels like it's me, right? So then I was struggling the first days. And these last couple of days, I've been watching your videos on YouTube, older videos of people calling with similar problems. And I just remember that you were telling them that this is the best time of your life because, you're waking up.
Yeah.
And so that's really helping me right now to stay to make sure I don't go back. I don't try to look for her or anything, or if she tries to look for me, I already know that's a big no.
Is her mother still involved in it too?
Yeah, her mom still. She wasn't coming over because I had my own place, and I made sure she wasn't coming over. But she was still she'll come and visit. But she was not living with us no more, and that took forever to get her out. Yeah, but. So once her mom stopped living with us, my ex-wife's attitude got really bad. Once the mom
The mom is in her.
Yeah. So once
she
I put
and
the
her
mom
mother
out of
are one.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And I couldn't talk to my friends. I couldn't talk to my mom. I couldn't talk to my sisters. She had blocked everybody on my phone. So it was just me and then
did you
her,
know
my
she
daughter.
Had blocked everyone?
What happened?
Did you know she had blocked everyone?
No, I didn't know. No. I was calling I was texting my cousin and I was surprised she never texted me back, and then it took me about a couple of weeks because my aunt told me that my cousin was looking for me. So then I checked my phone. And I went all the way on the settings, and it says that, my cousin was blocked. So I unblocked my cousin, wow. And then I started going through all my family members. They were all blocked.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So they were all blocked. And anyways, I got out. Right now, I'm at my mom's. I know I probably shouldn't. For sure, I shouldn't be here. But as of right now, I'm just trying to see what's going to happen with my back. Right now, I saw the state doctor, and they approved. I got a four bad disc. A herniated one ruptured, and two that are slipped.
Wow.
So,
what a mess.
Yeah, what a mess. But you know what? At first I was feeling bad, and then I realized that, like, for me to wake up, I needed to, like, really pay attention. And the way that I was hiding with my work.
Yeah.
Instead of paying attention to life and the stuff that I do, I was just working to stay busy. And now I feel like all this is happening so that I can really focus on the inside of me, on my internal battles and everything, and just get back on the right track.
What a mess. You know, man, I'm about to say this, but I understand. But you deserve what you get because you were working all your life. You were doing great. You were starting your own business. You already knew this woman and her mama were crazy. And yet you went back to her. So maybe now you'll be done with that and just stay working on you and let the spirit of truth take care of you. It'll add to you if you, whatever you need, God love you. He will add to you. You don't need to make this. You knew not to go into hell with this woman, and you did.
Yep, yep.
You deserve what you get. What the?
Yeah, every bit of it. Probably more, but hopefully that's it.
Are you? Did you start back on the silent prayer yet?
I stopped. I'm barely going to start right now. I'm barely going to start everything over again.
If you're not ready to come out of hell, it's best that you don't attempt
to
come
ready.
Out.
I'm ready.
Because when you start coming out and then you go back into hell, as you've done with this woman and this situation, it's worse going back into hell than it is leaving hell.
No, I'm praying to God. Like, take me. If I'm going to go back, just take me already. let a bus hit me. No, I'm done. So right now I have custody of my oldest, not custody, visitation of my oldest daughter from my first ex-wife, which was an older woman.
And oh, then, yeah. I remember. What?
Yeah. So I'm seeing my daughter. That really took like a big toll. It was difficult to like set that up because I wasn't in her life for a while.
How old is she now, your daughter? Your first
she's
daughter?
11. She's 11.
Amazing. Alex,
yeah,
hold on. Because of time, I want to get your contact information. I'll contact you.
Oh, I still have your number.
Oh, you do? Call me.
Yeah, I'll call you. Okay.
Okay, because you got to, for now, though, just go back to the silent prayer. You stand with your mother. Don't resent it. It is what it is, meaning that be grateful you got somewhere to stay, and then one thing will lead to another.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to my therapy right now because I need to see the doctor at 10.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm not sure if you guys are in the office, but I can stop by.
Yeah,
I'm
stop by the office. We're here.
Okay, I'll see you later today.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Thank you, man.
I'll see you later.
Okay, all right.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. This guy, Alex, was working on his life. It was going perfectly. He was doing the silent prayer. He had been taught to be a refrigerator and whatever engineer, so he started his own business. But on the time, this female that he was talking about was on his back, and the mother was involved in it too. I'm like, stay away, man. You already see what's going on. Stay away. And you heard what happened. My grandmother used to always say, and because she would warn us, my grandfather too, they would warn us about stuff. If we didn't listen, and then something went wrong, and it always will. It always go wrong. A hard head make a soft ass, they would say. And they were right. You won't listen to the spirit of truth. You won't listen to anything but evil. What do you expect to happen? What a mess. Super chat.
Super chats.
Good morning again.
Good morning again. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Tell us about it, how we can get it.
Amazing Christmas Monkeys t-shirt. Have an amazing Christmas, says
nice shirt, by
Jesse.
The way.
Yeah, it is. This is a lock your door design. It looks, if you look closely at it, it looks like a Christmas sweater pattern. Very nice.
Lot Your Door should be a designer. He's very good with that stuff.
Yeah.
But no, he's making a whole bunch of white babies, which is not bad. We need white babies. That's why we have white July as White History Month.
That's right.
Thank you, Lot Your Door.
Shout out. And Greg,
shout out.
Gregatron says, pray for Bethany. Shout out to Bethany.
Yeah.
American flag, praying hands. I think that's the gal who got burned.
Yeah.
Yeah, she may not. She may not pull through.
Yeah, we don't know, but it's a mess. White people are under attack, genocide. They can get this shirt at rebuildingamerica.com/stores
or jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me just search Christmas.
Christmas time is coming. Get you an amazing Christmas shirt.
Yep, amazing Christmas sweater, unisex cotton crew tee. Very nice.
Thank you.
A couple of different designs there from Lock Your Door.
Right,
Fred
on.
Herbert says, licking toads to see God more clearly. What the?
Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, happy Thanksgiving. We are very thankful for you guys at Bond. Very nice.
And thank you, Jim. We appreciate you as well. Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Yep. So cool. And over on, also on YouTube, C. Nudson, my son outgrew his "You Are a Beta" sweatshirt, and I just want a new one, but I don't see it in the shop. Can you make it available again, please? It's available in t-shirt form, but you're right, it's not currently in a sweatshirt form. We'll have to look into that. Thank you for the request, C. Nudson.
Yeah, thank you for letting me know. We'll get it back up.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. J. G., welcome, new member.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Right on. Right on. Greenwald bought a coffee saying, happy birthday, Gianni. Birthday cake emoji.
Happy birthday.
Very
amazing.
Cool.
Thank you.
Chirp Alerter 5000 says, show Bob's hake. I disclaim and disavow.
What?
Don't ask.
Oh, okay.
It's an inside joke.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
You're lucky I read it out loud. Taiwana bought a coffee. Jesse, you are correct about Jesus is the Son of God. But in Matthew 24:36, it clearly states, but the exact day and hour, no one knows that. Not even heaven's angels, not even the Son. Only the Father knows. This teaches us we all need to stay present and prepared. Stay with it. Stay with it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the crew.
Thank you. Amazing. No one knows what.
When that day will come.
What day?
Beats me.
Thank you, though. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
It's in the Bible. I know it's in the Bible.
It's in the Word. I appreciate it.
Bill,
make it clear, though.
A shout out to Bill West, Greenwald, Triple Alerter 5000, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Y'all are interesting. And supportive. Thank you. Kindly.
Amazing. Thank you all. Shout out.
And there was a super chat from Nick LeBoy. I'm done with voting. It doesn't matter who's in office. This is a Rumble rant. They all serve themselves. Trump, as much as I like him, elects too many women to power.
I agree with that.
Republicans are spineless, and I'll say gutless. He didn't say guts. He said a different word, but similar meaning. Uniparty. I know. You're right, Nicola Boy. But I don't think you should be done with voting.
Yeah, don't be done with voting for the great White Hope. They call him amazing. They call him king. They call him daddy. I call him the great White Hope, and I must see what he has to say right now. I got to check.
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
The great White Hope.
Very nice.
Amazing.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Mark out of Florida. Mark, a quick question that you want to ask.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been struggling with trying to figure out who's, you know, what voices are in my head. And because of, you know, through this journey, I've just, you know, realized that, you know, the devil.
And your question is what?
How do I distinguish? I think I know, but how do you distinguish between, you know, what's God's voice and what's my voice and then what's the devil's voice?
Well, God's I thought you were going to ask me about making decisions, so I thought it would be a quick question. But any voices that you hear in your head is evil. It has nothing to do with God. God's voice is a voiceless voice. You don't hear, you just know. And that's why he said, my children shall know me by my voice. His voice is a quiet, still, voiceless voice. Satan's voice talk to your head, and it sounds like you're talking to you.
So if I make a decision, and then 10 minutes later, something comes to me, I'm going to just know it. I'm not going to hear.
Don't make a decision.
Don't make a decision.
You can't. The only decision you need to make is what you're going to have for lunch or dinner, or do you need to get your car repaired or whatever. But don't make decisions. You can't make a decision. No human being can make a decision. It's going to always be wrong.
Okay. I hear the music playing. I might just try to call in and talk to you for another half hour or something.
Yeah,
like an appointment.
You can make an appointment by going to rebuildingdemand.com by phone, Skype, or walk-in anywhere in the world. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. Or you can call me back here on the show.
Okay, I'll try to call you back on the show.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Call me back.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Jessica.
All right. I'm so out of time, folks. I tried to get... Time won't permit it. Time won't give me time. But time made lovers feel that they got time. I ain't got nothing else but time. Ooh, I'm out of time. Up to the callers, call me back tomorrow. I will do my best to get to you. I really will. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Forgive those who hate you. Don't hate them back. They know not what they do. They are asleep. Satan is their little god, and they can't help it. Really, you know what it is to be in darkness. I'll be back tomorrow. Hate Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. There's a sale on our merch. 15% off. Run. Don't walk. And make a donation too. Tax deductible. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.